I was blessed this past weekend to be able to go with our teens to the youth conference, the Steubenville Youth Conference in Springfield, Missouri. And it was quite a blessing to see how Christ was at work in their lives, to see how they were open and disposed to the abundant grace, the overflowing grace that God had to offer. Now, when we were on our way and starting out, not necessarily all of the teens were open or ready. Some of them might have been indifferent or confused. But as the conference went on and there were more talks talking about God's grace, His mercy, His love, about how God wants to restore us to a good, healthy way of life, how God cares so much about us, and as we sang different praise and worship music, the teens were opening up. They were willing to receive more of that grace and mercy that God had to offer. Similarly, opening up to receiving His grace and mercy in the sacrament of confession. This idea of being open in God's abundant grace and some of the other things that I've mentioned, we can see them in our readings. In our first reading, we heard about how a man brought to Elisha 20 barley loaves and how those loaves by themselves would not be able to feed 100 people. And yet Elisha, speaking on behalf of God, said, God says that there will be enough and some left over. And the man believed what God had said through Elisha. And so he did in accordance with what he was told. He distributed the 20 loaves and it fed the 100 people. And there was some left over. We see an even greater example in our gospel passage, where Jesus has over 5,000 people with him, and he asks the apostles where they can get food to feed such great numbers. And the apostles said that they really couldn't. 200 days' wages would not be enough to buy food for them. But one of them said, here's a boy who has 5 loaves and 2 fish, but what good is that for so many people? And Jesus told the apostles to have the people recline. We can see an openness on the behalf of the people. They listened to what Jesus said. Jesus told the apostles, have them recline. So the apostles went out and had the 5,000 sit in the grass. And then the people also listened. They did as they were told. They were open and believed that God would take care of them, that God would fill them with some goodness. And that which Jesus had to offer at the time was bread and fish for all who were present. With 5 loaves and 2 fish, he fed the 5,000, and they were satisfied. We see that there's a need to be open. There's a need to desire God and His mercy, His grace, to be able to recognize it and receive it. There has to be that openness, that faith, that belief that God will provide, that desire and anticipation for the blessings of the Lord. One of the things that has always impressed me about this, not only did he feed the 5,000, but when they collected the leftovers, they filled 12 wicker baskets with it. They had more left over than they started with. This truly is miraculous. It's amazing. We see that the miracle that Jesus performed is superior to that of Elisha. 20 loaves for 100 people versus 5 loaves and 2 fish for 5,000. And that reveals to us that God, from the very beginning, was constantly trying to draw us to Himself. After the fall, God makes a covenant with His people. And He made more covenants, more agreements with them. And each one better than the last. Each one more grace, more mercy being made available to humanity. And we see in these two readings that there's more mercy, more grace available through Jesus Christ than in the covenant, the agreement God had with humanity prior to that, the agreement made through Moses. And God wishes to pour out His grace, His mercy, His abundant love upon all of us. But we, like the apostles, like the people that were there, sitting in the grass, we need to be open. We need to anticipate, we need to desire that grace that God wishes to give us. We know that not everybody accepted the new covenant, that Jesus, he offered it, but not everybody became Christian. Not everybody followed Christ. And so the mercy and grace God has to offer may not be received if we're not open to it. It may not be received if we don't want it. If we're resisting it, we won't receive it. And so it's important to have that openness, that belief, that desire, and to take action, to step out in faith. We saw that little boy. He had 5 loaves and 2 fish. That by itself is not enough to feed 5,000. But he gave it to the Lord. He surrendered it to God and trusted that God will take what he had to offer and bring out a great abundance from it. And the same should be true with all of us. We should be willing to offer what little we have to God and let him bring out his abundant mercy and love from that. Whether that be in our own personal prayer, making a gift of our time to the Lord, or when we're gathered together for Mass, to make that offering to the Lord. When we celebrate the Mass, we are called to participate. And the primary way of participating at Mass is by raising our hearts and minds to God and uniting us, ourselves, and Christ within us, as well as bringing to the Lord our joys, our sorrows, our desires, and uniting that to the offering that Christ makes of himself on the altar. That's the primary way of participating at Mass. Yes, the singing of songs, saying the responses, that's to help us to be well-disposed. That's to help prepare us for that primary way of participation. And so God calls us to take what we have, to offer it to him in union with the offering of Christ himself made present to us at the altar through sacramental signs. One of the other things that helped the teens at the Steubenville Youth Conference to be open to the mercy, the grace, the abundant love that God had to offer them was the example of others. Most of the teens, they had their profound experience during adoration on Saturday night. It was an extended period of adoration where there was lots of singing. But it wasn't the music that really moved them. What moved them was seeing the example of other people, how so many other teens were on their knees praying, how they would reach out their hands to the Lord as Jesus was being processed by the priest throughout the arena. The example of others helped them to recognize this is real, this is true. God is present in the Eucharist, and he wants to pour out his grace and mercy upon us all. And seeing the example of others helped them to recognize these truths, helped them to be open, helped them to encounter the Lord for some of the teens in a very profound way. And so our disposition makes a difference. It's important for us to be open, to anticipate, to desire the grace that God wishes to give us. And so let us take a moment now, a moment of silence, to quiet our hearts, to open ourselves up to that grace that God has to offer us, and to offer to the Lord, in union with his sacrifice on the cross made present at the altar, our joys, our sorrows, our friends, our family, the Lord living within us, all that we have and all that we are, and let God transform it by his abundant mercy and grace. And let us prepare in this way, in this next moment of silence, to encounter our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist.